You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So we are now 1 week into the... The Lent season that Catholics observe. None of us on this show are of the Catholic faith, but at least we know what kind of goes on with us.
We're aware of our surroundings.
The basics.
Yeah.
So, Jeremy?
We have a mutual buddy. His name's Alex, and Alex is a... he's a jeans guy. He enjoys his denim. And Alex works at like one of these ad agencies where it's kind of like an open concept where people are working at, you know, big desks, and it's just kind of, you can see everybody. So he's become very aware of
his JNCOs.
His JNCOs and how other people are dressing in his office. And he's like, you know what? I think I really need to step it up. I need to tuck the denim away for 40 days and 40 nights. So for Lent, Alex is giving up denim. Jeans. Can you do that? Is that what this whole thing's about?
Now, Jeremy, I'm no Catholic.
Right.
But it seems to me that that is going against the spirit, if you'll pardon the pun,
right,
the spirit of the observance.
Of sacrifice. I mean, you have to sacrifice
It's about
something.
Giving up and conversion from sin, if I understand it correctly.
Right. And testing yourself.
Right. I am I'm looking at here
is
at
jeans,
the...
Does jeans fall into that, Emily?
I have a 7 ways to decide what to give up for Lent here on my screen.
We have some checklists.
That's what we do in the 21st century. We go by a list of 7.
Is this on BuzzFeed or
Thanks,
something?
Thanks, WikiHow.
Okay.
So it has to be something important to you. It can't be, you know, like if he... The example they gave here...
Alex loves denim.
Alex loves his denim.
He loves jeans.
Right.
All right, next.
Is it one of his favorites?
Yes.
Yeah.
2.
Consider giving up a bad habit.
Is it a bad habit?
If he's wearing it to work all the time and looking like a slobzilla,
but
maybe.
He's not slobzilla.
No, it looks...
He's casual. He's a casual male.
He doesn't wear
he's probably
a holy
like what
t-shirt
I'm doing
with
today. You know, jeans with the sweater vest. I mean, it's you dress up the jeans.
He wears a lot of light wash denim, though, and that is not okay.
I'm going to say this is okay, though, so he's 3 for 3.
All right.
Let's see. Do I think this will be a challenge throughout Lent?
Yes.
Yeah, because he's got to go buy new pants.
4.
Right. And let's see.
Yeah, we've been mocking him, and so far he's 4 for 4.
He's onto something.
Right. Is this a true sacrifice? I think so, as far as like how convenient it is for him,
some
how
of these
comfortable.
Sound
I don't
repetitive.
Think that's a true sacrifice.
Some of these
though.
7 sound repetitive. All right, so he's 5 for 5.
Right.
I guess he
and
didn't wear pants.
Number 7 is just stick with it. So, you know.
Okay. What happened to number 6?
Well, some of them are repetitive. Consider giving up an addiction. I don't think he's addicted to denim. That was number 6.
Chris,
have to
so
face
I just
it.
I skipped over that one.
Chris totally is.
So I mean, I would say that this is okay. I don't think it's like a mocking thing.
But I mean, is he really testing himself?
I think that it's more this, like, behind it. Like, because you said he's doing this to almost, like, better himself, to look more professional.
Yes, yeah. So there is that. Bettering himself.
Right. I think Lent is more about sacrificing something that you love for somebody that sacrificed
it. And listen, for those of you who are, like, poised to send us an email, hate email or something like that, they were mocking. We're not. We're just talking. We're puzzling it out as people who are not of that faith, and we're just talking about it. So we're not trying to offend, so relax. But... if I understand it correctly, like I said before, I don't think this is what the church had in mind when they put forth this
idea. Right.
That you give up your blue jeans for 40 days. I don't know how that necessarily goes towards the conversion away from sin. Do you know what I mean?
I think that a lot of people, like ex-fiance number 1, he was very Catholic. And I would give up something during Lent, you know, just to kind of support him.
Sure.
But after so many years, it gets tough. And he was the type that he didn't like to repeat Lent. And so once, one of his big ones, I remember clearly, because he gave up watching television for 40 days and 40 nights, which was a huge deal because of March Madness.
Oh. Right.
It was.
Sure.
It was miserable.
But it probably helped him look inside himself.
He read more.
It'll
you know,
help
I like
it
that
helped
one.
Him better.
That's
himself.
A good one anyway.
So I think that I think that if your heart is good, it, you know, then Alex is okay.
And that leads to something. By the way, our phone lines are always open for your discussion at 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. If you want to set us straight without yelling at us, then feel free to call. But here's the thing that I've noticed. I've had multiple, some of my best friends are Catholic. And they... The problem that I have is when I see people writing their own rules for it. Now, I had a buddy of mine. He was a pretty good friend of mine. I even worked with him for a while. And he was raised Catholic. And his thing was to craft his own rule book for the observance of Lent. In other words, he would say, well, I probably drink too much beer. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give up beer for Lent. And I said, all right, well, that's a pretty good challenge for you.
That's
good. But then he said, but he goes, I can have it on Friday nights and Saturdays, or I can have it when I'm with a group of people. So I said, what?
So I'm doing this until 6 o'clock at night. And
right,
it's fair game.
You can't come up with your sacrifice.
That's a bigger insult than denim to
right,
me.
Right. And he would say to me, he goes like, well, you're not Catholic. You don't know. I go, well, I don't think I have to be Catholic to know that ain't the way
it's
supposed to be done.
It's cold turkey,
my
man.
My homeboy the Pope would not concur
right.
with this.
You don't say I'm giving up beer unless I go out with my buddies and then I'm going to get drunk.
No,
I mean,
it doesn't work.
Then every day of my life is Lent.
Yeah, you just can't do that. So... Look, every single line is ringing. What we'll do is we'll come back and we'll see what these people have. First, we have to weed out the ones who are going to damn us to hell.
Don't be mad.
I have a legit question. So if there's a Lent expert on the phone, too, stay there.
All right. We are talking here on the Mix Morning Show about Lent. We're about a week into it for people of the Catholic faith. And we have a friend of ours who said he's giving up denim for 40 days. And that, look, that could be perfectly fine. But it just struck us as being non-Catholics that doesn't seem to fit the spirit of the whole observance.
Right.
You don't want to mock the tradition.
It's not a sacrifice.
Well, I don't know.
We think.
And then Emily read off a list of 7 things to help you determine what you should give up for Lent, and it matched all 7 of them.
Right. I just feel like there needs to be like an addiction aspect to it where it truly is a challenge for you to give it up.
Look, Jeremy, you could not go 40 days without wearing denim. You wear we all wear jeans a lot.
We do, but I could go 40 days without denim.
Well, you're going to be wearing the same Bugle Boys over and over, and that is just disgusting.
Leave those out of this. My Oshkosh bagosh.
Which is denim.
Like, social media would be hard for me for 40 days. That would
right.
be sacrifice.
Well, let's go to the phones. Here's Karen. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
What do you know about this?
Well, I'm a lifelong Catholic, so I've been practicing Lent for years.
Is the denim thing in the right spirit of it or no?
I guess because I think in Lent it's all about self-discipline.
Okay.
And so if it's going to be a challenge for you to not wear denim for 40 days, then it's the discipline that it takes you to get through that.
Right. So like my buddy who was giving up beer only until 6 p.m., no discipline.
Mm-mm. No discipline.
Well, but a good friend to drink with.
I got news for you, Karen. He is going to hell. I mean.
Karen, what are you giving up for Lent?
Well, I have a new twist on Lent this year.
All right.
I am, every day of Lent, I'm going to give a piece of clothing that I don't wear that much into a bag. And at the end of the 40 days, I'm going to give the bag to a charitable organization pass on to people who need it.
I think that's
very
wonderful
good.
And very sweet. But let me ask you a question because it's great.
Is there any denim in there?
No. What is the discipline involved with that?
Well, I'm a person who tends to hang on to things.
Mm.
Okay.
Me too.
And
you're a hoarder.
You know, if I wear something once, I caper it around. But
All right. Well, listen, I think that's delightful. Yeah. Thank you for chatting with us about that.
And let's go shopping once Lent's over.
Oh, girl.
Have a great day, Karen.
All right. Thank you
for listening.
Bye.
That was sweet. Here's Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Good morning.
What do you know about all this?
Well, also a lifelong Catholic, and I was actually in the car dropping my daughter off at her Catholic school when she said, Mommy, you have to call in and explain to them about Lent.
Okay, good. And so set us straight.
Come on,
first
Mommy.
Of all, you're not bothered by anything we said, right?
Oh, no. Actually, I really appreciate the opportunity to help people understand the Catholic faith.
All right, help us understand Lent.
Well, Pope Francis himself said that this is the year of mercy. And so the previous caller, when she talked about giving something to others, that is a very worthy thing to do.
Very nice.
Not just giving up something that makes you suffer, because Jesus doesn't want us to suffer. He wants us to better ourselves.
All right, so what are you giving up?
Our family gives up TV during Lent. Yeah. And it actually, I look forward to it every year.
I bet.
I would too.
You know, you don't have to wait for Lent. You could just give it up anyway.
Although it's kind of hard to convince the kids.
Like they have to.
So you do the same thing every year?
We do. And as an example, right now, my daughter and I are reading Anne of Green Gables to each other.
Oh, okay, good.
And so that's better time spent. That, and also in reflection about the season, which is really about Jesus's salvation for all of us, and that he wants us to do better. And one simple change that you can make each day is in honor of him. So if it's giving up denim or sweets, Or
TV.
Lisa, you sound like a pro. I have a real quick question.
Make it quick.
I've thought about giving up cursing, the bad words. However, sometimes I think them in my head. Is that like, will Jesus be mad at me?
You know, no. And I would say even just the consciousness of trying not to speak it out loud, if you do that for long enough and it becomes a habit, you'll find that your mind will follow your mouth.
Ah,
very good.
Well done. Lisa, we got to run. Thank you for the call.
Good luck, Emily.
Thank you for being on the show with us.
You don't know what I'm thinking right now.
It's not going to happen.
I have a pretty good idea. Here's Byron. Hello, Byron.
Hi.
All right, what can you add to this?
So I'm not Catholic, but I am Christian. And from what I've understood and what I take away from Lent is whether it's chocolate or denim, it should be something that you do often or partake of so that when you don't and you abstain from it, you think about Jesus and you remember what he did for you. And so it's that constant reminder every day.
All right.
Right.
Fair
Very
enough.
Good.
So if the guy has to, if Jeremy has to put on Bugle Boy pants, he knows why.
Right.
Yeah.
JC.
Listen, Byron, thanks for being on the show.
You can get Bugle Boys at JCPenney.
JCPenney.
And you know what JC stands for. Here's Nicole. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, good morning.
All right, give us the final word on this.
All right, well, I was raised Catholic, and it's funny because growing up I was always taught, yes, you give up something that means a lot to you, something that you partake in frequently. But Pope Francis recently came out and said that Lent shouldn't be about giving up chocolate or booze or coffee, that Lent should be about more giving up indifference towards others.
Hmm.
It should be more about learning to love the people around us.
So what are you doing?
I'm going to try to do exactly that.
You're going to try to love as many people as possible. Know what I'm saying?
Well, not
different?
That way.
Oh, it's different?
Think a bad word about him right now, but just think it. Don't say it.
So different, though.
Nicole, like thank that. You for your time today, okay?
Oh, absolutely. You have a wonderful day.
You love as well. You. Bye-bye.
You know, there is there's a beautiful humanity behind it all that could connect just people instead of
it's not a bad thing
religious you know
and
thoughts.
I just for the record I do not wear Bugle Boy jeans.
So you should give up lying
y'all
for Lent.
Go to hell.
Want more laughs? Follow us online
every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.